Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now! On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Yeah, the weekend's just about here. Friday afternoon. Hope you've had a great day. And thank you so much for having us on. Let's go ahead, Austin. Busy day today, news-wise. Here's three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Socialist and co-founder of the Pensacola Abortion Rights Task Force, Jasmine Brown has joined Pensacola's 2026 mayoral race. Brown says her campaign will focus on the government becoming a tool for the people, not a playground for the rich and well-connected, qualifying for the 2026 ballot scheduled for next year.
Number two.
24 hours ago, the National Hurricane Center's tropical outlook map showed nothing. But today, there are two disturbances of concern. The one showing the most potential for development is in the central Atlantic. It's moving towards the Caribbean. According to NHC forecasters, no tropical activity is expected in the Gulf of America within the next 7 days.
Number three.
Skagit County allocated $15 million to build new fire stations in Myrtle Grove and Paradise Beach. On Thursday, Escambia commissioners hired Forrest Daniel and Associates for $1,131,000 to provide architectural design services for those stations. In May, commissioners voted to replace those two fire stations.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the Escambia County Commission approved nearly $1.4 million for various park amenities, including play equipment and a splash pad in Beulah, as well as a shade structure for Jennings Gonzalez Park. The commission's decision came after residents expressed a need for shade at the newly opened park, which currently has none. The improvements will be financed using local option sales tax funds.
And we'll have your fair forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Fair opening up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Big long lines, traffic. We'll talk about the traffic, the wonderful traffic around the fairgrounds and how to avoid that. Austin has some ideas for you. And just remember, Thursday marks several firsts over at the fair. It was the 90th opening day for the annual event. And the first year, several new safety policies have been put into place. Sheriff Chip Simmons.
You know, every year we do a little critique about safety. It was, okay, there's an area that we thought was, wasn't covered by the camera. So we put more cameras out. We're trying to address some of those blind spots that we had.
Well, new safety precautions were also put into place for all fairgoers.
Now, the new thing this time is that the fair, as a private entity, this is their property, they have decided that they do not want an individual carrying a concealed firearm or an open carry firearm.
Okay, now in the addition to that, now only clear bags will be allocated and allowed, with the exception of diaper bags. Public Relations Director Don DeFrankel.
We've also got a clear bag policy that we're implementing, so you have to walk through metal detectors, as you can see. We're just trying to put a real focus, you know, on safety like never before, just because you can never be too careful, and we want everyone to feel safe when they come out here for the fair.
Well, board members and the sheriff say the new protocols are purely proactive measures. Here's Sheriff Chemins again.
We don't really have too many problems. We have some fights every once in a while. It depends on the night. But some of that takes place in the parking lot. Some takes place in the midway. But that's why I want to make sure that people know that we're here, that everything they do will likely be on camera. So you're not going to get away with it. And so don't even try.
All the measures put into place keep the fair fun for all the fairgoers, friends, and families that are making memories this year. It is 4:15. Sliding right along. Austin Price looking at the weather. Let's say, and local fair traffic and weather together today.
Sure. Yeah. All righty. This traffic and weather, or fair traffic, whatever. Update is brought to you
good,
by, it's brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, we've got Highway 90 giving us backups if you're traveling westbound. This is going to be if you are coming over Blackwater River heading into downtown Milton. Also have our usual afternoon backups on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and maybe a little bit at the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street. And there is an accident report in that area, so we'll be keeping an eye on that for you. We do ever so slightly already have fair traffic beginning to pile up on Mobile Highway. If you're traveling northbound, passing Michigan Avenue, that says you're heading northbound towards the fairgrounds. Also on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, and at the intersection of the two streets, the intersection of Blue Angel and Mobile, looking backed up at this time. So those roads around the fair already starting to kind of pile up some. As for your weather, 80 degrees, low of 72. This weekend's going to be decent temperature-wise, highs in the mid to low 80s, but late Saturday night bleeding into your Sunday, we are going to have rainfall chances. Luckily, they don't appear like they're going to last for long. Once we get into your next work week, it should be sunny, mostly clear once again.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Before I get into that, I know the fairgoers, you're going to probably hear them walking around the fair grounds there saying, Austin said it would.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. Okay, let's just hope you've got an on-target forecast as you usually do. Okay, listen, as of today, there are 25 days until Vets Day on Tuesday, November 11th. This year, you won't get a three-day weekend for that holiday. However, Veterans Day is included as a paid holiday here in Florida for state agencies.
Deter, delay, and defend against possible attacks. The message from Tampa Police to more than 100 faith leaders, they want to make those sensitive locations where the community comes together even safer.
Help them look at their facilities and how to, you know, look at the landscaping and such to make sure that they're providing a natural barrier, but yet they're not giving a space where someone could hide, and ambush them.
That's Assistant Chief Brett Owen of the Tampa PD. Violent attacks in recent days at churches in Minnesota and Michigan and the Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. on the minds of many leaders. One pastor from a Presbyterian church says they haven't had any major security incidents, but safety is always a priority. C.J. Papa, Fox News.
Very interesting Florida faith leader security session there. Florida's chief financial officer has put Manatee County on blast as the state's Department of Government Efficiency conducts audits and efforts to stop wasteful spending. Fox 13, Tampa Bay's Kimberly Quezon is there with a story.
Wasteful excessive spending knows no partisan bounds.
Florida Chief Financial Officer Blaise Ingolia said of the seven counties and cities analyzed by the Florida Agency for Fiscal Oversight, Manatee County was the worst. He said the county's general fund, funded by property taxes, increased by $269 million, a 69% increase in 5 years, the largest they've seen anywhere.
The general fund budget, your local government has been spending $4,300 per person.
While Manatee County did grow by just over 61,500 residents, he says 472 new employees have been added.
Knocking on the door of 419 here. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another quick check of your roads and weather, along with some hard-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Fall is here, and White Sands Electric wants to remind you it's the perfect time of year for safety upgrades, like replacing that antique breaker panel or adding surge protection. Also, it's getting darker earlier, and White Sands Electric wants their commercial clients to know their 42-foot and 65-foot bucket trucks and their 126-foot boom lift can take care of virtually any exterior lighting repairs or upgrades. Call 850-433-6080 or visit whitesandselectric.com today.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Here's Kristen Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. It is day 17 of the government shutdown. Ryan Schmelz has the latest on News Radio 92.3.
The Senate left town with no deal in place to reopen the government. Republicans have 10 times failed to pass a stopgap measure that would extend funding until late November. Democrats have pushed to include an extension of the Affordable Care Act tax subsidies that are set to expire at the end of the year. Republicans have made clear that issue can be negotiated as soon as the government reopens. The next vote in the Senate won't be until Monday of next week, and House Speaker Mike Johnson has said he won't bring the House back until the government reopens. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right, 424, News Radio 92.3. I tell you, the markets ending the week on an upside. It has been really a rocky road for those markets. Hillary Barsky's in this afternoon and has the numbers for you.
The major averages notching weekly gains following robust bank earnings and artificial intelligence optimism. Investors also digesting solid earnings reports today from financial firms, including Fifth Third and American Express. On Thursday, concerns about regional banks and loan losses hit stocks. Some of today's worst performers were among this year's biggest winners, like Oracle and Broadcom. The Dow winners, American Express, Visa, and Apple. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow up 238 points, the Nasdaq higher by 117, S&P 500 up 35. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price. Looking at that fair weather and fair traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Yeah, we've seen some of that fare traffic already starting to build up, especially on Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. We've got some of that congestion bleeding onto Michigan right now. Also have some issues on Blue Angel Parkway at the intersection with Mobile Highway. Also have our usual afternoon backups at the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street, I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 80 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Saturday, going to start mostly sunny, high of 83. Going to see some slight rainfall chances come in late Saturday night. They're going to linger for the first half of your Sunday, but by the time we get into your next work week, those rainfall chances should be out of the picture.
There you go. 426, News Radio 92.3, former National Security Advisor John Bolton had his first court appearance in Maryland today. After being indicted over the mishandling of classified information, David Spunt has the latest.
This lasted about 20 minutes. It was an initial appearance, and his arraignment, where he pleaded not guilty, he was very confident when he stood in front of this magistrate judge. He didn't have much to say as he walked in the building. I asked him if he had a comment. In fact, he had nothing to say, but he's facing these 18 federal charges after he was indicted. Authorities say he not only kept secret classified information at home, he also shared that information with two different family members. DOJ officials say he had diary-like entries about his work days at the White House and shared classified information up to the top secret SCI level. That's the top of the top, and shared them on messaging apps and email personal accounts.
And Maryland police say that they were surprised by the overwhelming response for a call to volunteers for smoking weed in front of them. The request for adults to take part in a smoking session at the upcoming Maryland Highway Safety Office's DUI conference went out on social media earlier this week. And this is something that Chris and I were telling you about when it first broke. The program gives student officers a chance to observe real-time cannabis impairment so they can easily recognize it when they hit the streets on their own. I guess these guys know, wow, I'm not going to get much of an opportunity to openly smoke weed in front of a cop, so here's my chance.
What a deal.
Yeah, a bucket list
thing. All right, Hamas refusing to lay down arms and amid the ceasefire. Things are kind of breaking down in Gaza. Benjamin Hall has the latest on News Radio 92.3.
For now, the ceasefire is just holding, but really only just. And what we are starting to see is Hamas reasserting their control inside Gaza. And over the last few days, we've seen an increasing number of videos online that show violent crackdowns that have involved executions of rival Palestinians and Hamas fighters proudly parading their weapons around. A senior Hamas official also said that the group intends to keep a security grip inside Gaza and they will not commit to disarm. Now, this directly clashes with President Trump's peace plan. And just yesterday, President Trump said that if they do not disarm, the U.S. will have no choice but to go in, use his words, and kill them. But he also made clear that any renewed action in Gaza would come from regional powers, not the U.S.
And President Trump mulling over a possible swap of American Tomahawk missiles for Ukraine drones. During a press event at the White House between Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Zelensky said he'd swap Ukrainian drones for the Tomahawks, to which Trump said the U.S. is interested. Trump's been trying to broker a Ukraine-Russia peace deal since the start of his second term and will be meeting face-to-face with Russian President Vladimir Putin in 2 weeks.
428, News Radio 92.3. While we're here, getting on the drone subject here. U.S. drone strike on another so-called drug boat in the Caribbean may have left survivors this time. Evan Brown has more.
The U.S. military operating in the international waters of the Caribbean Sea used a drone to target what it says was another semi-submersible vessel transporting illicit drugs. A military source described the boat as big and tells Fox News that after destroying it, two or three of its crew were likely still alive. The military dispatched a rescue helicopter, but it's unknown if the people were retrieved. It is the sixth known strike by the U.S. against alleged maritime drug running in the Caribbean linked to international cartels. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And President Trump has some strong words for Venezuela's president. During a cabinet meeting, Trump said President Maduro doesn't want to mess around with the U.S., using a four-letter expletive in place of the word mess when he spoke. His comments come as tensions between Trump and Maduro rise, with another U.S. strike against a suspected drug boat in Caribbean waters Thursday. Venezuela says six people were killed, and multiple reports say the U.S. is holding survivors of that strike aboard a Navy ship.
Well, Governor DeSantis is discussing plans for Verde ports, a concept that will transport people short distances by air. Florida wants to build two Verde ports at an FDOT testing facility, and the governor described the concept as an air version of Uber, with each Verde port accommodating 4 to 5 people. The project is on schedule to receive federal approval sometime in 2026. The service will be offered by private owners and operators. Coming up in less than 5, we'll talk sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump met today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for talks about ending the war with Russia. Zelensky is asking for long-range missiles to strike targets well inside Russia. Trump says he's hesitant to hand over Tomahawk missiles just in case the U.S. needs them.
Would much rather have them not need Tomahawks. Would much rather have the war be over.
The meeting comes a day after President Trump had a lengthy phone call with Russia's Vladimir Putin to talk about the war. The terror group Hamas continues to commit violence in Gaza despite the peace agreement it signed.
What we are starting to see is Hamas reasserting their control inside Gaza. And over the last few days, we've seen an increasing number of videos online that show violent crackdowns that have involved executions of rival Palestinians and Hamas fighters proudly parading their weapons around.
That's Fox's Benjamin Hall. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Pittsburgh Steelers are a good football team, but even with the AFC being wide open, last night's loss to the Cincinnati Bengals shows you why they shouldn't be taken seriously in the AFC. The Steelers used to be about great defense and winning Super Bowls. Well, last night, the Steelers allowed 470 yards to old man Joe Flacco, and Mike Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. Will the Steelers have a good record at the end of the year? Yes. Will they be in the Super Bowl? Absolutely not. I'm Zach Gelb.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7. News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the big drama at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting surrounding the proposed alignment between the county codes and state statutes on septic to sewer conversions. The commission also bailed on the proposed tolling for the Navarre Beach Bridge. President Trump proposes an Arc de Triomphe-style monument in D.C. And why does Brother Andrew like Pete Hegseth? Find out in the Transgressors Memorial Service. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Socialist and co-founder of the Pensacola Abortion Rights Task Force, Jasmine Brown, has joined Pensacola's 2026 mayoral race. Brown, she says her campaign will focus on the government becoming a tool for the people, not a playground for the rich and well-connected. Qualifying for the 2026 ballot is scheduled for next year.
Number two.
Just think about this. 24 hours ago, the National Hurricane Center's Tropical Outlook map showed absolutely nothing. I mean, it was zip. Today, two disturbances of concern. The one showing the most potential for development for us is in the Central Atlantic, moving toward the Caribbean. According to NHC forecasters, here's the good part. No tropical activity is expected in the Gulf of America within the next 7 days.
Number three.
Escambia County allocated $15 million to build new fire stations in Myrtle Grove and Paradise Beach. On Thursday, Escambia commissioners hired Forrest Daniel and Associates for $1,131,000 to provide architectural design services for the stations. In May, commissioners voted to replace the two fire stations.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Doesn't look like Escambia commissioners are going to be working on a tiny home ordinance. They discussed the issue during Thursday's meeting. Commission Chair Mike Kohler.
None of us are going to want a tiny home where we live. Let's be honest. President Lincoln once said, I don't want to be a slave, so I ain't going to be a slave owner. If I'm not going to put a tiny house in my yard, I'm not going to force it on poor communities where their equity is going to be less.
Ultimately, the board decided that a blanket ordinance wouldn't work and they should vote on individual base projects.
And I also wanted to touch on this for you when it comes to James Calkins. That's a name you remember, former Santa Rosa County Commissioner. He's now relocated to Walton County and is running for local office. He previously served on the Santa Rosa Board of County Commissioners, where he finished third in a 2024 election. He faced criticism during his tenure and acknowledged learning important lessons from his time in Santa Rosa, particularly after his election loss. He's the first to pre-file for the Walton County Commission seat.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Frenetic fourth quarter in Thursday Night Football. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. AFC North clash in Cincinnati last night. The Bengals carried a 20-17 lead over the Steelers into the fourth quarter. Then the teams combined to score 27 points the final frame. The Bengals went in front 27-17 on 40-year-old Joe Flacco's third touchdown pass of the night, 3 seconds into the fourth quarter. Under 4 minutes later, the Steelers got a touchdown pass from 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers to Darnell Washington. It was 27-24 Bengals, then 30-24 after an Evan McPherson field goal. Under 2.5 minutes to play.
Rodgers avoids the sack. Deep downfield, caught at the 35-yard line and going all the way to the end zone is Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth, 68 yards.
On Prime Video, Pat Freiermuth's second TD catch of the night gave the Steelers a 31-30 lead over the Bengals with 2:21 left. More than enough time for Joe Flacco to lead Cincinnati downfield.
Flacco down the sideline, caught! And sliding to a stop at the six is Higgins. Brilliant, just brilliant. Snap good, hold good, kick good. What a night. Never a dull moment in this one.
On Prime Video, Bengals 33, Steelers 31. Joe Flacco passed for 342 yards and 3 touchdowns without an interception. Bengals ended their 4-game losing streak, gave the Steelers their first loss in 4 games. Baseball, reigning World Series champion Dodgers up 3-0 on the Brewers in the NLCS. 3-1 winners last night. The Dodgers can sweep the series tonight. The Blue Jays tied the Mariners 2 games apiece in the ALCS. Toronto an 8-2 winner at Seattle behind 41-year-old Max Scherzer, who pitched his first playoff win since 2019. Andrés Giménez hit a 2-run home run at a 2-run single for Toronto. Game 5 tonight on FS1. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
440, 20 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. Let me just take a look at some of the high school games tonight. And there's some good ones. Central at Vernon, Pace at Pine Forest, Tate at Booker T. Washington. That is the ESPN 1330-99-1 game, right?
Yes.
Okay. South Choctaw Academy at Jay, Bluntstown at Northview, Gulf Breeze at Navarre. They call that the Beach Bowl, West Florida at Milton, and Pensacola High School. And St. Michael Catholic of Alabama, Pensacola Catholic gets a bye this week.
Here's
today's health news.
And since we're coming off of sports here, pickleball has exploded in popularity in the U.S., but so have the number of eye injuries connected to the game. According to a JAMA study, there were over 1,200 eye injuries blamed on pickleball in the U.S. last year. It also found the number of eye injuries associated with pickleball jumped by 400 each year from 2021 through last year. At least 70% of those came in players 50 and older. Some of the worst injuries included retinal detachment, broken eye sockets, and eye bleeding. The American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends that players always wear protective eyewear.
What's going on those courts? It's like something from the WWE.
It's not that serious, guys. Come on. It's pickleball. So
President Trump is outlining plans to bring down the cost of fertility treatments. We touched on this during Thursday, if you remember.
Yeah.
Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump says his administration is bringing down the cost of expensive IVF cycles and increasing America's birth rate.
The result will be healthier pregnancies, healthier babies, and many more beautiful American children. It's a big factor. It's a big deal.
Surrounded by health officials in the Oval Office, the president announced EMD Serono will slash the prices of its drugs used in IVF treatments through a Most Favored Nations agreement. President Trump also says the administration is releasing new guidance to employers to offer fertility benefits as part of health insurance options to employees. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Some health experts have come up with a new definition of obesity, and it would mean that nearly 70% of people taking part in a study would be obese. Under the new definition, a person is classified as obese if they have a high body mass index and an elevated reading from one of the newer measures of body fat. A person can also be considered obese if they have a normal BMI, but at least two elevated results from the newer measures. These measures include waist circumference, waist-to-height ratio, and waist-to-hip ratio, which some say more accurately assesses people's body fat.
An air purifier may not be as effectively as originally thought. Lisa Brady looks into this on News Radio 92.3.
This is House Call for Health. HEPA air purifiers, apparently not so good at getting rid of airborne viruses in classrooms. Researchers looking at data from a clinical trial that was conducted from 2015 to 2020. Those classrooms were randomly given either a HEPA air purifier or a fake purifier, and researchers found more than 98% of the air samples had viruses in them. HEPA purifiers in the classroom resulted in a decrease of 33% in the diversity of viruses found. The study was published in the journal JAMA Network Open. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Several professional athletes, old by youth standards, appeared to find the fountain of youth Thursday night. Here's Jared Max.
It was a throwback Thursday for 340-somethings.
Max Scherzer defying father time. At the age of 41, he says, I'm staying in, Skip. You get out of here.
On Fox Sports 1, Max Scherzer helped the Blue Jays even the American League Championship Series at 2 games apiece with the Mariners after he told his manager he was not leaving the game.
I wanted the ball, and I basically told him that in a little bit different language.
40-year-old Max Scherzer with FS1. NFL, 7 touchdown passes combined Thursday between 40-year-old Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and 41-year-old Steelers QB Aaron Rodgers. Flacco threw for 342 yards, led the Bengals to a 33-31 win.
Just stay excited about what you're doing, and I think you'll be able to do it for as long as you want.
Joe Flacco with Prime Video. Jared Max, Fox News.
4:45, 15 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. It's an exciting day today. Austin Price has your fair weather and fair traffic this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we're always keeping track of those three spots. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue, and the intersection of the two roads, Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile, because those are the roads that surround the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. They've got a little bit of congestion at all of those spots, but it's nothing too severe at this time. Hopefully it stays that way. Fingers crossed. Also got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Those are your worst-looking spots right now. As for your weather, sitting at around 80 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Late Saturday night, bleeding into your Sunday, we're going to see some rainfall chances. But as suddenly as they arrive, they should dissipate. It doesn't look like we're going to have any rainfall chances heading into your next work week.
Nice snapshot of local forecast. Different, kind of a different picture here for the central U.S. A lot of wet weather in store. Storm for them as a storm system continues moving east across the country. Janice Dean's in with more on the forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will develop along a cold front marching across the central U.S. Stronger storms could ramp up tomorrow and tomorrow night over the plains and Mississippi Valley. Part of that energy from this storm system will bring rain and possible flooding to the northeast on Monday and Tuesday. While the northwest is in line for several systems moving in from the Pacific over the weekend and into next week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Another round of budget cuts coming from the Trump administration. Ryan Schmeltz has more from Washington.
Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vogt says the Army Corps of Engineers will immediately begin pausing over $11 billion in lower priority projects and considering them for cancellation because of the government shutdown. The projects, according to Vogt, will be in New York, Boston, San Francisco, and Baltimore, notably states run by Democrats, which has led to outrage from Democrats who allege the administration is playing politics. House Armed Services Committee Chair Mike Rogers says the National Nuclear Security Administration, the top nuclear weapons agency, plans to furlough most of its staff amid the shutdown. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Trump is announcing two new efforts to expand availability of in vitro fertilization. It includes a deal with Germany's Merck to slash the price of some of the company's fertility medicines in exchange for relief from planned tariffs on pharmaceuticals imported into the U.S. Data shows the cost of a single round of IVF can cost roughly $20,000 or more per cycle. Meanwhile, Americans' views on the economy soured further in the third quarter, with deepening concerns about jobs and inflation, according to the CNBC All-America Economic Survey. Those sentiments, coupled with blame for the ongoing government shutdown, has the president's net approval rating on the economy at 42%. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the three major averages all gaining more than half a percentage point. Crude oil futures up slightly. They're under $58 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, Formula One finds a new broadcast home. Jared Max has those details on News Radio 92.3.
Just call it an Apple Pit Stop. Beginning next year, all Formula One races will be seen exclusively in the United States on Apple TV, a five-year partnership announced Friday. Apple says comprehensive coverage of Formula One, with all practice, qualifying, sprint sessions, and Grand Prix available, will be delivered to Apple TV subscribers. Select races and all practice sessions will also be available for free in the Apple TV app throughout the course of the season. Formula One-produced F1 TV Premium will now only be available on Apple TV through subscription. Apple is making itself synonymous with F1 racing, having just produced the highest-grossing sports film ever, F1 the Movie. Jared Max, Fox News.
California now the number 5th economy in the world. Data released this week by the International Monetary Fund shows Japan's economy surging past California's. Japan had briefly dropped behind California, but its economy is recovering after a prolonged slump. India and the UK have growing economies and could give California a run for its money in the near future. The top three economies in the world are the U.S., China, and Germany.
449, 11 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. There are two Ford recalls to tell you about today. Chris Foster's in.
The recalls affect nearly 625,000 vehicles with either seatbelt or rear view camera problems. Some 2020 to 22 model F-250, 350, and F-450 SD trucks have rear view cameras that may not display images properly in certain lighting conditions. Ford says it's aware of 10 reports of customer complaints, but no accidents or injuries. Dealers will update the truck's image processing module software for free. The other recall is for some 2015 to 17 Mustangs with seatbelt cables that can corrode and should be inspected and replaced if needed. Chris Foster, Fox News.
U.S. Senate employees will not get another paycheck until the federal government shutdown ends. The Senate's financial clerk sent out a letter Thursday stating that the October 20th paycheck would be missed unless the shutdown was resolved by the end of yesterday. It wasn't. Senators, on the other hand, are still being paid because their compensation is mandated by the Constitution. A number of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have asked to have their checks withheld until the government reopens.
The countdown to get a costume is on. Sharing what the hottest get-ups are for the holiday, here you go.
Halloween is just around the corner, so the pressure's on to get a costume. And Google Trends is revealing this year's top choices.
We're going up, 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 it's our moment.
6 out of the top 10 spots are taken by characters from the Netflix hit film K-Pop Demon Hunters, including the full top 5. Coming in at number 6 is Chicken Jockey from the Minecraft movie and a Labubu doll in the number 7 spot. The list ends with Elphaba from Wicked and the Lorax of Dr. Seuss fame. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
The Black Phone 2 looking to rake in millions at the box office this weekend. The sequel starring Ethan Hawke as a serial killer called The Grabber is looking to make $23 to $29 million in its debut. The first Black Phone debuted with $23 million in 2021. Meanwhile, Good Fortune, which has Keanu Reeves in it, eyeing $6 to $8 million in its first outing. Just about 4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pizzacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and when we return, we'll get one final check of your roads and weather for you. Both have been rather gracious so far this afternoon. We'll also get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less. And if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Five away from 5 o'clock. Now, that does not get you in a mood to start doing something. I don't know what it is. Great track. Thanks for having us on today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you today. And we're talking today, yeah, you know, we're talking about the weather, fair weather and fair traffic, and also that 80% chance of rain on Sunday now.
Yeah, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Well, Positive Coaching Alliance can help you. PCA is a national nonprofit organization that develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. You can learn more at positivecoach.org. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Maybe a little bit at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile. I-10 also giving us trouble if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. Not too much issues regarding fair traffic, but we do have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. As for your weather, 80 degrees, low of 72. Tomorrow, day's going to start out beautiful, high of 83. Rainfall chances are going to come in, and yes, they are going to ramp up for your Sunday, sitting right at around 70 or 80%.
Here's today's pop culture news.
He hasn't played many shows of late, but one country music star has a big one coming up next year. I'd love to be at this show. Here's George Strait is who I'm talking about.
Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name.
George Strait has announced that he's returning to Clemson's Memorial Stadium in South Carolina more than 25 years after he last played there. The Troubadour singer will be joined by Cody Johnson and Wyatt Flores for the May 2nd show. Strait has only had a handful of appearances this past year, five to be exact, and this is the only date announced so far for the country star next year. However, Strait has confirmed another appearance at the end of the year when he is set to be honored by the Kennedy Center in D.C. Tickets for George Strait at Death Valley go on sale at the end of the month. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Saturday Night Live rolling out its next batch of celebrity hosts and musical guests. Miles Teller returns on November 1st for his second hosting stint, and he'll be joined by Brandi Carlile, who has appeared on SNL three other times. Nikki Glaser and Somber will take over the show on November 8th, marking both of their SNL debuts. And then Glenn Powell and songstress Olivia Dean will make their SNL debut on November 15th.
A million-dollar casino win by Illinois Governor Pritzker has raising a lot of questions here. Not sure why, but we're going to find out. Here's Kevin Cork.
If you're like me, you've had a little fun at the neighbor's place, you know, watching football, having a beverage, playing some cards. But if you're like Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, well, playing cards doesn't mean, you know, winning a couple of bucks and getting side-eye from your pals as you take all their money. Not that I'd know. No, sir, it means winning $1.425 million bucks in a single day. The massive winnings reported on his 2024 tax returns, which were released by his campaign on Wednesday.
I went on vacation with my wife, with some friends. I was incredibly lucky. You have to be to end up ahead, frankly, going to a casino anywhere. It was in Las Vegas.
Pritzker's campaign said he'd donate the money to charity.
The summer horror film Weapons, coming to HBO Max just in time for Halloween. Zach Kreger's sophomore film is set to be available for streaming on October 24th. It depicts the story of a community that is left puzzled after all but one child from the same classroom mysteriously vanishes on the same night at the same time. The film was released in August and has made more than $260 million globally.
Ace Frehley's bandmates, along with fans, are mourning the loss of the co-founder of Kiss. Chris Foster's in.
Paul Ace Frehley died as a result of a recent fall at his home in New Jersey, his family says, 74 years old. He was an original member of KISS, the band's lead guitar player. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley released a joint statement calling Frehley an essential and irreplaceable rock soldier. Peter Criss writes on his website, his legacy will live on in the music industry and in the hearts of the KISS army. Frehley was in the band from 1973 to 1982, quit, and came back from 1996 to 2002. Several solo records as well, and with his band Frehley's Comet, he had one out just last year. KISS is one of this year's Kennedy Center honorees. That ceremony is in December. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And actress Samantha Eggar is dead at the age of 86. Her daughter confirmed her death on Instagram and said she died surrounded by family in Los Angeles. Eggar was known for her roles in Dr. Dolittle and The Brood. She was also nominated for Best Actress at the Oscars back in the 60s for her part in The Collector.
On Saturday, Pensacola Humane Society holding the annual Barktoberfest in Seville Square. This is a great event. A lot of little monsters running around there. 700 pets found a home last year. This is good stuff. And I hope to see you at Barktoberfest. Bring along Fido with you. Okay, news coming up in just a few. Thanks for having us on.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.